vote today. Did you know him? How'd you feel about him?
Met him once an awful long time ago. Certainly more memorable for me. My dad was born in Montreal and moved to the Windsor-Detroit area, so there were two hockey players in the entire world. It was Jean Béliveau and Gordie Howe. Just little things, how they impact your life. You know, my dad said, if Jean Béliveau can take the time to sign his signature so everybody can read it, you can too. And when I sign my name on just the rosters or anything, I always think of that. Just sad, both obviously Jean succumbing to illness and Gordie Howe sick, and my dad's in town. Just makes you think. It's what is great about hockey, right? Hockey isn't for the guys necessarily that put the skates on or the guys that stand behind the bench. It's the families that their lives are so impacted by the game. We watched every Saturday night game the same way at our house, big bowl of popcorn and occasionally a half glass of Coke, and my dad would start swearing when the puck dropped and stop when the game ended. And you know, your heroes are your dad heroes. For me, it became Larry Robinson then. A sad day, but certainly a man who left an impact on a lot of people.
For your team here, you've had a, you know, compared to your schedule before this, a little bit of time off. How do you keep your team sharp when they're not used to this?
That's the great question, right? And that's what kills the afternoon nap today. So all those things you worry about, you go for a run of games where you're in a rhythm in terms of a style. And we were very consistent in our style of play, and it's a hard game to play. And then human nature takes over on days off. You take the deep breath. And you get out of that rhythm, and it's not natural to go back and want to have to win a game, to play that hard, to have to win a game, and we're going to have to here tonight. And you get a team that's coming in that's being categorized or looked at by their last 10-game record, right? That's who they are, but it's not who they are, because two of their last three games they played, you know, two really good teams and took them past regulation. So they're a better team than that 10-game description. And they are looking for any one good thing to go for them in a game. And you want to make sure that especially out of the gate here tonight, we're not feeding that. We're rusty and slow, and then that's all the good that they need to, you know, they've got good players. Every team in the league's got good players on their team. And any good thing can put a team on the roll. We did a really good job in Buffalo, I thought, handling that almost exact situation, except they had won three, so they were feeling good. We came in and were able to do that. And so you take a look at the teams at the bottom of the standings and project out. You say, well, they're never going to win a game, but they're a win away from doing what Buffalo's doing and going 7-1 in this league. So, yeah, there's no nap today.
Coaches are a fraternity, and I'm asking this about Dallas, yeah, but it could be about any guy. You've been in that situation, I think, where – everybody says you're going to get fired, and it's a real tough
more,
time.
More than once, yeah.
Yeah. So, how does a guy get through that? How do you deal with that?
It's probably, so we're not talking about Dallas here. We're talking in generalities.
In general,
it's probably a lot simpler than you think. You just get right, folks. There's really nothing else that happens in your life than it's all hockey, which isn't too far from the normal day. Everybody handles it differently. Some people reach out to other people and talk about what's going on and how to get through it. But for the most part, you spend all your time with your coaches and you're just constantly looking for answers. I wouldn't say there's as much pressure to it as you think, because by the time you get to this level, you know you're getting fired at some point. There's certainly an urgency. I don't think you change how you coach a whole lot, but you're probably taking it as a learning process for your team. How do we get out of it? I mean, we struggled out of the gate to try to deal with some of the things that we need. That it's a real important time. So as a coach, you're trying to take a real bad situation, turn it into something that you can learn from, and then never have to deal with it, hopefully, that season again. But it's all work. You know, I don't know if you can watch more video than you already do, but you're just constantly looking for answers.
Now, we've asked you this before, and until it changes, it'll be a recurring theme. You've trimmed your goals against, but your goal scoring has struggled. And you said a while ago that you didn't think the two were connected.
Right.
Do you still believe that?
Yeah. There's probably a piece to that that's connected. There's probably a chunk of goals that haven't shown up for us because we're not in position to generate them like that. But I think that those goals are absolutely tied to our goals against goals. So you can't get those, whatever it would be, 10, and keep the goals against that you have. We first have to find a way to understand our defensive game, and then we got to figure out a way, and I think we're doing that, to score in that. And then your power play has to get going, and then you have to get a few guys on a bit of a confident roll to get to start scoring more regularly. But at that point, you're a real good team, right? You defend well. You don't give up a whole lot. You're scoring greasy goals, and you're getting some skilled goals at the end. We've got some guys that I wouldn't feel overly confident. You know, I mean, Evander was in maybe four times, but 3.5 times in alone. He didn't get the handle on the one, and then he got poke-checked in Boston. I mean, those are spectacular grade A chances that, and we felt we've had a bunch of those in games that we haven't scored on. But I also don't think that there's a place to tweak. It's not the right time for us right now. So okay, let's just open this up a little bit so maybe we can score a goal or two more. We've got to stay comfortable with where we're at.
Paul, what are you hoping to see from Ben Sherratt tonight, and what can you tell us about updates on Grant Klitsam and Toby Enstrom?
Both injured players day-to-day. We're hoping each day they come back in and feel a little bit better. We didn't get that response today. They didn't necessarily feel better than they did yesterday, but we'll list them at day-to-day with a hope that that'll happen. Ben, you know, was here last year toward the end, and we played the other two young defensemen as kind of a tryout down the stretch, so he didn't get a chance. I saw him play game 4 and 5 of the conference final. Game 4, for me, he was the best player on the ice. You know, very, very physical. Moved the puck really well, really quickly. Great decision. So I'm looking for a piece of that in this game here. So I'm looking for him to establish a physical presence and stay out of the box while you're doing it, so you're not running around. But good, solid physical play by him. And then the ability to move it, make that first pass, get it out. You can jump up into the holes if he feels confident enough to do it. That's not going to keep him in out of the lineup. But a piece of that game that he was capable of, that he played extremely well at the American League level, to be able to show us that he can start to play that here.
Just along that line, Paul, can you just tell us why Sherratt as opposed to maybe somebody else, and why with Bogosian? Usually when putting a guy in
so,
a place where...
Keaton Ellerbee's injured, and Ben was the guy that was playing the best hockey there. He's a left shot, which helps us. We like what Party and Postma have done. Don't like moving two or three pairs around for one injury. And Zach skates really well. We'll get back and get that puck first. Got some veteran experience as a young defenseman. But you may see those change over the course of the game. So if we, and this is true of any of our defensemen, if we need to cut somebody back based on play, we can do that and get to 5 pretty quick. We're a rested team. I'm not worried about how many minutes we run Stewart and Truba and Bogosian. They're going to play a lot of hockey here tonight.